they go, they bloody weapon. And there's them too, is on their arms. I leave it far and low for warning to all true lovers that has to part. Come in amid thrilling attention. Tell these two lines I'm about to write concerning a man whose name I'll not mention, who were courting a charming bride down on her, and when their old parents came to know, they strove to part them day and night. They strove to part her and her own jewel, which was her soul and heart's delight. Down on her bended knee she bowed, saying to her parents, pity me. If me and my true love don't marry, what will this whole world profit me? She turned her back upon the city. She built the fields and meadows around. She wandered away to some broad river. In the shade of a tree, there she sat down. Oh, she sat down, all broken hearted. She leaned her back against a tree. She sighed and said, oh, shall I ever, or shall I near my true love see? She then pulled out a silver dagger and pierced it through her own dear heart. Still in this far and lawful warning, for all true lovers that has to part. Her true love being not far behind her, he heard her make her lovesick moan. He ran to her like a man distracted, lost, ruined, and left alone. Her pretty blue eyes like diamonds open, as she lay bleeding at his feet. Prepare to meet me on Mount Zion, where all our joys will be complete. He then picked up the bleeding body and rolled her over in his arms. Is there no gold or friend can save you, or must you perish?